One, and everyone who believes in him can have new life and enter into an eternal fellowship with God. He did it simply because he loves you. So why not make the decision for him today? Talk to him. He's listening.
Professional. We're innovative and we network. Together, we are building a better Zambia.
Up next, the news bulletin.
Our mission is the proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
The evening main news bulletin is brought to you by the Information and Communications University, ICU, delivering an ICT-enabled education with excellence.
With the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mumbra Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. Implementation of Tazama pipeline open access strengthens fuel security. Formerly Bill 7, now officially Constitution of Zambia, Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025. In international news, UN Security Council extends African Union peacekeeping mission. And in sports, AFCON 2025 bursts into life in Morocco as Group C and D action delivered goals. And now the news in detail. Regulation Board, ERB, says the implementation of the open access on the Tazama pipeline has strengthened fuel security and fostered healthy competition among OMCs while creating the potential for a lower price of diesel through competitive bidding for pipeline access. Speaking at the ERB end-of-year press statement, ERB Executive Director Elijah Citrone says the open access framework for diesel has yielded significant economic benefits by allowing oil marketing companies to directly import and transport diesel and has resulted in lower transportation costs and has fostered competitive pricing, which has ultimately benefited consumers through reduced pump prices. Mr. Citrone noted that consumers have benefited from low pump prices, which can be seen through the reducing in the prices of diesel from 32 kwacha 54 ngwe per litre in March 2025 prior to the framework's introduction to 23 kwacha 30 ngwe per litre by July 2025.
This reform has strengthened fuel security and fostered healthy competition among the oil marketing companies while creating the potential for a lower price of diesel through competitive bidding for pipeline access. A practical precedent of the successful implementation of the open access framework for diesel through the Tazama pipeline has yielded significant economic benefits. By allowing oil marketing companies to directly import and transport diesel, the framework has resulted in lower transportation costs and has fostered competition to benefit pricing, which has ultimately benefited consumers through the reduced pump prices. The decline.
Meanwhile, Mr. Stone says the monthly price adjustments of petroleum products ensured full cost recovery for imports while safeguarding the security of supply for the local Zambian market. He has revealed that the ERB engaged a consultant this year to conduct a comprehensive review of petroleum downstream margins, adding that the study aimed to evaluate and align the margins to ensure that prudently incurred costs are recovered while safeguarding national energy security.
The decline in average oil prices for the international market was largely driven by oversupply as increased production from OPEC plus members and non-OPEC producers outpaced demand. At the same time, demand dropped generally softened during the year due to lower economic activity in major markets. Rising energy efficiency and the continued increase in uptake of electric vehicles also impacted basically on the demand that was happening during the period under review. These factors, coupled with the broader global economic uncertainty, exerted downward pressure on oil prices throughout the year.
Now, Attorney General Mulilo Karisha has informed members of the public that the formerly Bill 7 is now officially Constitution of Zambia Amendment Act No. 13 of 2025, forming part of the laws of Zambia with full legal effect. He says the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Act of 2025 now has legal effect and its provisions are read together with the Constitution of Zambia, Chapter 1 of the Laws of Zambia. The Attorney General says he has observed that despite this clear constitutional process, some individuals, including highly educated persons, have continued to refer to the Constitution of Zambia Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 as Bill 7, even though it ceased to be called a bill on the 18th of December 2025 when the President assented to it. He says in the meantime, they have engaged the Electoral Commission of Zambia to give effect to the constitutional provisions as amended. Government has linked most maternal deaths being recorded in Eastern Province to teenage pregnancies. The revelation comes amid its continued alarm over the rising cases of early pregnancies and child marriages. Eastern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lewis Mwape says many maternal deaths recorded in the province are directly associated with teenage pregnancies, a situation he described as worrying and unacceptable. Dr. Mwape wondered why the vice continues to persist despite sustained interventions by the government and cooperating partners aimed at protecting girls and keeping them in school. Speaking during the closeout meeting of Plan International's Break Free project in Chipata, Dr. Mwape questioned the prevailing moral decline in the country that prides itself as a Christian nation. He further disclosed that over 17,000 girls have returned to school in Chadiza district, while about 14,000 have gone back to school in Vubui district, describing the figures as encouraging. Meanwhile, Plan International Area Manager Dennis Lembani stressed the importance of child protection across societies. Family Development Initiatives, FDI, a Muslim faith-based organization, says it is deeply disturbed by the recent UNICEF revelation that nearly 1.8 million girls in Zambia are married before the age of 18. FDI team leader Sheikh Yusuf Ayami described the figures as heartbreaking and unacceptable, warning that the nation risks losing an entire generation of girls to cycles of poverty, illiteracy and inequality. Ayami has noted that with 28% of girls aged 15 to 19 already mothers, urgent and coordinated action is needed to reverse the trend and safeguard the future of Zambia's daughters. He has called for stronger enforcement of child protection laws, increased investments in girls' education, and widespread community sensitization to challenge harmful norms and practices.
We plan to expand programs that equip girls with the skills, reproductive health, knowledge, and economic opportunities. We want to take this opportunity to urge religious and traditional leaders, civil society, and government institutions to work together in creating safe, supportive environments where girls can thrive. The true measure of a nation and its strength lie in its willingness to nurture and protect its children, especially girls, who hold the key to a more just and prosperous future.
Nalolo Town Council in Western Province has procured basic medical equipment worth 900,000 kwacha for two newly constructed maternity